Well, there are fewer than 20,000 people of Libyan descent living in the United States, and one of them has taken on a mission that's changed his life and the lives of many others. Erica Lance of Here and Now contributor WBUR has the story of Mohammed Bazik.
I don't really tell many people about this story, you know? I mean, for a long time I didn't talk about it.
Mohammed Bazik is a 62-year-old retired engineer who lives in Azusa, California. He says he will always remember the day he met the boy with long eyelashes.
He has long lashes, dark lashes, and even the nurses envy him.
The boy with long lashes couldn't hear. He couldn't see. He couldn't move his body or properly regulate his temperature. The baby boy was born with birth defects and a skull full of fluid, and, as far as Mohammed knows, was abandoned by his mother. Mohammed met the foster boy while he was still in the hospital.
The minute I saw him, I fall in love with this kid. Unbelievable. I mean, it's like I know him for a long time.
As he'd done with so many other children, Mohammed took the boy home with him. We can't use the boy's name because he was in foster care. Mohammed is the only person in Los Angeles County who exclusively takes in children with terminal illnesses. Mohammed used to live in Libya, and he came to the U.S. to study engineering. He met his wife here, and together they learned of the dire need for people to take in children who are dying, kids whose parents just can't handle it. Caring for children with complex medical needs is hard, but losing them is harder.
10 children die in my house, and most of them I was holding them in my arms, you know.
Mohammed and his wife had fostered dozens of children when, in 1997, they had their own biological son. Here they'd been sharing their home with kids who needed constant supervision and care. And then their son Adam was born with dwarfism and brittle bone disease.
When he born, he has 8 skull fraction, broken jaws, broken legs and arms.
Adam is 19 now and weighs 65 pounds. He can't stand, but he gets around on a device Mohammed made from an ironing board and roller skate wheels. At school, it was dangerous for Adam to play with other kids. But there was one person Adam did get close to, his blind and deaf foster brother. They were an unlikely pair. Adam was unusually small and couldn't be touched. His foster brother was unusually tall, and touch was his only way to communicate.
Because Adam's so small, Adam, he used to crawl over him, lay down on his chest and give him a hug.
Every night, when it was time for the boy's bedtime medicine, Adam would turn on music, and Mohammed would pick up his foster son and dance with him. But as with his other children, the happy times couldn't last. The boy was 6 when doctors told Mohammed he didn't have long to live, and it would be fine to leave him at the hospital.
I said, no, I never let him in the hospital. I've been taking care of him since he was a baby, and this is time he needs me more than before.
2 months later, the boy with long lashes died.
We visit him, you know. I visit my kids, still visiting my kids in the cemetery. I go, me and Adam, and there are 8 of them in the same cemetery.
In the years since that loss, Mohammed's wife died, so now he has to care for Adam and foster children by himself, leaving the house only when a nurse can cover for him. It's grueling work that almost seems crazy. But for Mohammed, it's the most important thing he can do to give his life meaning.
There's a lot of people that say, why are you taking kids dying? Why? I said, if you don't take them, nobody want to take them. The world have forgotten about them. And as a human being, I need to help somebody who needs my help.
Mohammed says he'll keep helping them, one by one, for as long as he can. For Here and Now, I'm Erica Lance.